I am delighted to be joined by Adele McSharry, and Adele is a committee member for the Friends of Sligo University Hospital. Good morning, Adele, and thank you very much for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to interview you about something else rather than politics, but this is a great event that is taking place on the 17th of June. So if you fancy a girls' night out, please stay tuned for the next couple of minutes. But before we get to that, Adele, would you mind explaining to us what the charity, the Friends of Sligo University Hospital, what do you actually do?
OK, so what we actually are all about is our job is to fundraise to support Sligo University Hospital to enhance the quality of care and services there. So anything that isn't funded by the HSE and the hospital itself. So the type of projects that they've already done, this charity have already funded, are the bereavement unit in the maternity unit, bereavement suite there, and then the they've also helped to fund the recently opened diabetic unit, the buddy beds for peds, for the parents to stay over there with the children, the bus up and down to Galway, lots of equipment, beds, and many other projects that they've funded over the years. And we have unfortunately had no fundraising over the last 2 years. A lot of people will fundraise for us across the whole community and give generous of their time, but that hasn't actually happened. So we're going to kickstart our fundraising again, and we have several projects that are need to be done in Sligo University. Among them is the renal dialysis unit that needs to be expanded, and there's lots of other patient comfort. It's really to improve the patient's experience, the family's experience, and we're the charity that helped to do that, to provide the funds to do that.
So basically, Adele, what you're saying there is that this charity, the Friends of Sligo University Hospital, their role is to help the hospital to become more comfortable for the people who are using it. I mean, when you mentioned the buddy beds. I remember myself being with one of my children in hospital and lying on the floor beside them, you know, so even those small things, they just make such a difference to people. And explain just to the listeners there, just to give people an idea, the room that you have funded for in the maternity wing, tell me about that.
Okay, so that's Solace Beg. It's a room there for mums and dads who have lost their babies or getting bad news, and it's a safe space for them in a very busy unit. And it's just a godsend. I mean, it just makes that journey. It's the first step of the grieving process to give them time and space, and it was the Friends who fundraised for that unit, and the midwives and all of the hospital staff have found that really beneficial, and I'm sure the people who unfortunately have been in that position to avail of that room.
Okay, so Adele, you are raising money for the Sligo University Hospital, and by doing so, you're going to have a great event on the 17th of June. So check out your diaries now. Tell us what's happening on the 17th of June.
Well, we are going to have a fabulous event with fun, fashion and flair here in the Radisson Blue Hotel. And we have a great lineup of entertainment on the night. So first off, we have the Notorious Four, which will be entertaining us as we have a drinks reception on arrival. And of course, it's going to be midsummer at that time. So hopefully the sun will be shining on the here in Ross's Point. So, and then following then we have our guest speaker, Dr. Orla Flynn, the recently appointed president of the new Atlantic Technological University. Very exciting. A female president who will come and speak with us all about what's going on and all the opportunities in the Atlantic Technological University. And then we have our own
Celine Daly, who's actually works in the hospital as a clinical nurse specialist, but she is nationally now known as a dermatology expert on all things skin. She can answer your questions, and she's going to talk a little bit about aging and then answer any questions from the floor. And then we'll also have Sarah Middleton's dance troupe and a fashion show from Anna's Fashion. I have to say, love the clothes there. And I don't think there could be a woman in Sligo that wouldn't love the clothes there. And Zodie's shoes. And I also have, unfortunately, a thing for shoes. And the shoes there are fabulous too. So, and lots more. It's going to be a great night. The food, we'll have a lovely buffet, glass of wine, dessert, and more. They'll just be fun with your girlfriends and your lady friends.
And how much are the tickets, Adele?
€50, and you can book them on Eventbrite. Just Google Eventbrite, Google Lady Soiree Sligo, and it'll just come up, and you can go in there and book one ticket or multiples of tickets. We're going to have tables of 8 to 10. You can email info@friendsofsligohospital.ie to say exactly who you want to sit beside. So, it's very simple to do, actually, just straight on Eventbrite and do it now. We need to have something to celebrate post-COVID, and no better thing than a ladies' event.
Absolutely. It is going to be a wonderful night and great fun. So if you're in a book club or you have a gang of pals that you haven't seen for a long time, because it has been difficult to get together, the 17th of June in the Radisson Hotel, Adele is telling us about a wonderful ladies' soiree. And as she said there, it's eventbrite.ie. And if you want any more information, or if you would care to maybe donate a little prize for the raffle, it's info@friendsofsligohospital.ie. Adele McSherry, the very best of luck with your event, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you very much, Claire.
That's it for